not going to preach a long time. It's just 20 minutes to 11. Are we good? 2 Peter is an opening. Watch what I say. Watch what you're going to miss it. You got to listen real close because it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but I won't be repeating myself. I'm going to make one statement that the Lord have told me to minister here today. It's unusual. Say unusual.
Unusual.
Are you ready? The super nature within and the supernatural upon. The super nature, that's the born again spirit, that's the spirit of Christ, that's the sonship you have. The super nature within and the supernatural upon. Now let's look at this supernature, the supernature. When you were born again, we know 2 Corinthians 5:17 talk about the supernature. Therefore, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Then there's John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to be the sons of God. Okay. In Romans 8:14, it tells us that sonship has to be practiced in the spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, they are the sons of God. Now, let me say something to you while we're traveling through this grace here. We're traveling through a certain grace here. We're traveling through a supernatural grace. The 8th chapter of Romans bespeak progressive sonship. Sonship is in the spirit. So when you're reading the 8th chapter of Romans, just look at every stop, because it's progressively presenting you and presiding over your sonship. Important, because if you don't understand that, there's no inheritance. There's a grace on this house today, fresh grace on this house, that when you understand this supernatural nature that God has placed in your spirit, and when the Holy Spirit can take the Word of God and minister to your recreated human spirit and then renew your mind, your recreated human spirit, renew your mind, and then your renewed mind take your soul over, all your emotion and your body, and then your holy presence for God to minister to you. Now, 2 Peter, come on, 2 Peter. I'm going to read some scripture because some things I'm going to say to you, you're going to have to be on the page. Don't miss what the Spirit is ministering about. The supernatural nature, which is the nature of God, is within me. And because that supernatural nature is within me, once I learn to function in my sonship, in that supernatural nature within me, supernatural nature, the supernatural lifestyle becomes mine. You cannot live the Word of God ordinarily, because the Word of God snatch you out the ordinary and place you in your kingdom citizenship rights. Thank you. Kingdom citizenship rights, which are unusual. May unusual grace come on your life today. You receive that? Come on now, somebody receive that. May unusual grace, unusual favor, unusual goodness come on your life today. Wow. All right, 2 Peter. Just want to read a few verses here. Follow me closely because you're going to say some things. You're going to begin to talk about precious faith. All that got to be in place for your nature to operate and function like it should. All right? 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle. See, he was a servant first. And apostle of who? Y'all gonna be y'all gonna be with me or what? To them that have obtained like what? Underline precious faith. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Underline the righteousness of God. All of these are forces that you have to have in place to understand who you really are in Christ and your capabilities in Christ. You have to know about precious faith. You have to know about the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is a force that works in kingdom ability. Good God Almighty. It's a force that you have in you that works in your kingdom citizenship. It's a force that you have in you that work enable you to work like a son. From an unstoppable position by the devil and normal things and worldly things and satanic things can't stop you. Right now. Now, here's the first word in verse 2. Oh, Jesus. We need that word. First word. What's the first word in verse 2?
Grace.
Yeah, how many of y'all need that word? Grace. I need some help. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, that is, and of Jesus our Lord. I got to go on and read because I can stop at every word. Verse 3. Because we're trying to find this supernatural nature within. Okay, then we're going to find the supernatural upon. Supernatural include miracles, signs, wonders, whatever it take. Whatever it take. Whatever it take. I'm stuck there. Whatever it take. God is saying here, whatever it take to set you free, he's willing to do it this morning. What God said, I got everything it take to get you free. Whatever it takes. Tell somebody whatever it takes. Tell them this is a whatever it takes morning. Whew, that's an unusual morning, isn't it? You know what I mean? You got Almighty God saying to you, whatever it takes to bring you through this, I'm going to bring you through it. So, whatever you're going through this morning, meet whatever. Shoot your best shot. That's what, see, because when you're dealing with God, there's no shot work. Now, here in verse 3, we get to this nature. This nature is not being used as it should be used. Religious spirits bound this nature. Tradition have bound this nature. Doctrine of men, denomination have bound this nature. Tradition have bound this nature. We're going to turn your nature loose this morning. You have a divine nature on the inside of you that can communicate with Almighty God. Can communicate with Jesus, communicate with the Holy Ghost, communicate in the kingdom, in you. Notice how it came in verse 3. According as his divine power. Everybody say divine power. Everybody say thank God for divine power. Thank God I'm living under divine power. You know what you're saying here? Do you know what you're saying? I'm living divine power. See, in this nature is divine power. Yes, divinity. Divine. Deliverance. Void of deception. It's divine. When your mind is renewed, you have a divine mind. Come along with that. Listen to me. Divine privileges. Divine freedom. It's divine, I tell you. I decree divine victory for everyone under the sound of my voice today. Whatever you're dealing with, since you're in this house, I impart divine victory to you now. Jesus. I don't know who this is for, but he says, whatever been smothering you, you're going to breathe better now. I don't know. Y'all take it. Let the Holy Spirit. Whatever been smothering you. I just got to give it out like you tell me, you know. Whatever been smothering you, the Lord says, because of that decree of divinity, you're going to breathe better now. It could be somebody acting up in your family. It could be something. Whatever it is, take it right now. Breathe. All right, let me try to finish. Come on, sit down. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto what? And what? Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given, I'm in verse 4, unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, here we go, ye might be partakers. I'm a partaker. Of what? Woo. Come on, say what I say. Woo.
Woo.
Divine nature. You know what divine nature means? Huh? I have divine connection. Every born-again child of God, you have become a partaker of his divine nature, which gives you divine rights in the kingdom, which give you divine rights in heaven that will come to earth on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
I'm going to get a fresh word this morning. Tell somebody, I'm going to get a fresh word this morning. And you know, the Lord, this is the way the Lord used me. It's going to be fresher than all mess. The way the Lord used me, see, sometimes mess come in your life. And when you're fresh, you can deal with the mess. Fresher than all mess.
Hallelujah.
I'm leaving you with no mess in my life no more. Because I got fresh. I'm fresh. I got fresh divinity. This is your nature, children. This is your nature. Listen, look at the word. Whereby I give them to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers. See, you got to work with the promises. You started with precious faith, now you got precious promises. That by these you might be partakers. You know what partakers mean, right? Take part, right. Part of. Partakers of the divine nature. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tell me, Satan, what you got to work with now. What can Satan work with? After I read this part of the voice, what can Satan work with to stop you? Within you, you have escaped everything that is against you. The reason in any facet of your life you're still in prison and you can't get rid of that thing, you're working on the wrong side. Every sickness, every disease, every lack, every problem, you have already been given divine rights of escape.
Hallelujah.
You heard that? Every lie, you escape it today. But you escape it not from your head, not the inside of your head, inside your spirit. And it says, Lord, have mercy. It says, having escaped. I'm not trying to escape. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience, to patience godliness, to God. We're going somewhere. Brother to kindness, to brother to kindness. Charity, because I want to get to verse 8. Look at verse 8. May all the children of God put your Bible down and begin to clap. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Look at verse 8. Verse 8. Look what it said in verse 8. For if these things be in you, and they are, and abound, they make you. I'm made. I got it made. If I walk in the spirit, in the freshness of the Holy Ghost, fresh every day, I have it made. It said, make you be free, and you shall know the truth. That was John 8:32 said. And the truth shall what? Make. Lord, make me free. Lord, freshly today. Fresh. A fresh making. You know, fresh bacon? It's a fresh making this morning. The Lord gonna do some fresh bacon and fresh making up here this morning. Yeah, make me free. You know, permit him. There's nothing can stop God from making you free. When you operate from out of your nature on the inside, let the inside run the outside. I have some things I'm going to say to you in a minute. I'm going to knock you out your seat. Pick your neighbor up and get back in your seat. That's all I tell you. Pick your neighbor up and get back in your seat. These things being you in the bond, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor untrue, oh God, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to the naked one, but he that lack it. We're talking about those who got it. We ain't talking about those who don't have it. All right, another scripture, Jesus, when you talk about the supernatural nature or the supernature within and the supernature within and the supernatural upon. So we're talking about an inside job and outside job, right? We're born again on the inside, right? But we're living a life here on the outside, right? So we live from the inside to the outside. The supernatural make us live a supernatural lifestyle. Can I talk with you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, all of your victories on the inside. You've already escaped everything on the inside. But you got to know how to work precious faith with precious promises to get the production of it. Got that? If you don't work the precious faith, if you don't learn the precious promise, because notice the word knowledge, I think, was used in there twice. You got to see that's that knowledge of who you really are combined with faith will cause you to win. Now, another scripture I want to quote, you can turn to it if you want, to deal with the outside. Jesus said, and they told me Jesus preached this message everywhere he went. It was his man message. My spiritual father used to speak the same thing all the time, but it come out different. Luke 4:18. You done found out you got the nature on the inside of you now. But here what Jesus said now, when that nature connects properly with the spirit come upon. That's a supernatural spirit. As Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I notice it. For he has anointed me. Notice a category of things he said he come for. To preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. See. But all of that, all of those things is coming out of the nature of Christ connected with the Spirit. So from the inside now to the outside. The outside, you got to have a fresh anointing. Yes, see, it's the anointing that removed the burden and destroyed the yoke. That anointing came from the inside. That anointing came from that nature on the inside and produced a supernatural on the outside. You have a super nature on the inside of you, which is the nature of Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Now let's see, can we dance with the Spirit here? In these things the Lord prophetically gave me as I prayed and studied for today. I remember one time my father preached the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Someone on the inside working. You better let me preach to you up there. I have someone on the inside working on the outside. That's what it's saying. Now, you ready? First thought. Recognizing I'm ordained by my Father through his Son to live in the possibilities realm of the kingdom of God daily. Listen to this, children. Listen to this. Recognizing that I'm ordained by my Father through his Son to live in the possibilities realm. By the way, you're talking about some things impossible? No. Live in the, it's possible for me to be healed. It's possible for me to be completely out of debt.
Amen.
It's possible for my house to be happy all the time.
Yes, sir.
God
dog
it, I'm going to make it happy. Because yes, I ain't gonna mess it up.
Right.
I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to stay in love.
Thank
I'm going to stay in faith.
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. And I'm going to do my part.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
What's my part, Lord? This possibility realm, child of God. Bible says, let me help this possibility realm. With God, all things are possible. If God is for us, nay, in all these things, you have overcome them, little children. They're talking about it. They're talking to me, boy. They're talking over there. As greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. This is the victory. 1 John 5:4. That overcomes the world. Even our faith. I live in the possibility realm. It is possible that you overcome whatever you're dealing with. It is possible. Watch this now. It is possible for you to live as long as you want to live. I'll tell you something else, too. I just want to tell you this. It's possible to live where you want to live, too. All that's included. Possible. Now, today, children, I want every one of the members of this church, I'm announcing as your pastor that today you move in the possibilities realm.
Amen.
How God dog it, boy. What? I'll announce it as your apostle. I believe the Bible. I believe the word of God. I believe you're a child of God. I believe you have a right to live in a possibility zone. I believe you need something. God's going to do it for your supernatural. I believe nobody can stop you. I don't believe no problem, no. Today, every member of this church move in a fresh possibility zone. You talk to yourself at your house and in the yard, wherever in the car. No, this is possible. My man of God took the Bible and showed me this is possible. I ain't putting up with this no more. All right, get this. Sit down. I'm almost through. Here's what the Spirit of God said to tell you under this, the supernature within and the supernatural upon. Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me every day. Fresh acts. See, you don't. That haven't dawned on you yet. Fresh acts. That's fresh miracles. That's fresh signs. That's fresh friends. That's fresh people. Get me stale people out of my life. Give me some fresh people. I've been dealing with these old stale people all these years. They don't want to move. They're stuck. And every time I try to come up with something fresh, they say, oh, child, you know we do this. Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me today. Say it.
Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me today.
I dare you say it again.
Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me today.
I devil dog dare you to say it a third time.
Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me today.
Say it again.
Fresh acts of the Holy Spirit is available to me today.
How many times that was? Four?
Four.
You got three more. Seven completed. Say it. Two more times. Come on. One more time. According to biblical completion, that has been completed in your life now. See, that's the way the Holy Ghost gave it to me. See, this wasn't a pre-thought. The Holy Ghost said, tell him, say it seven times. And according to the number of completion and perfection in the Bible is a done deal. So y'all start looking for it, fresh acts. Wait a minute. All the acts of the devil is evil. Watch it now. What's the next side? Come on, y'all got to get this. All the acts of the Holy Ghost. Something good going to happen to you today. Something good going to happen to you tomorrow. Something good going to happen to you in October. Something good going to ask you in November. Something good going to ask you in December. Something good going to ask you in 2013. This good stuff just keeps showing up.
Yes, sir.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall. Come on, Doc. I'm gonna amuse you. Goodness and mercy. Look, there you go. That Doc go. Look, goodness. Come on. I need you, John. Be mercy. Goodness and mercy. Just found him. Doc gone into the operating room. He gone into the operating room. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy, Father. Look, oh! Goodness and mercy. Everywhere he go, goodness and mercy. You see me? You see me? Goodness and mercy. Find him everywhere he go. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's it, man. That's it. That's it, man.
You saw that?
Yes, sir.
You saw that? It happened to everybody up in here.
Everybody.
All you got to do is look behind you. Let me say something else to you. Sit down. My connection to Christ, to heaven, to the Godhead, and to the kingdom, I release with great honor today. I got to give you that again. You want that again?
Yes, sir.
My connection. See, I got a supernature on the inside of me. My connection to Christ, to heaven, to the Godhead, which is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and to the kingdom, I release with great honor today. Now you got Christ, you got heaven. I name Christ because he's in the Godhead. And the Godhead and the kingdom working on your behalf.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear y'all up here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now how can a man or woman fail if they got Christ, heaven, the Godhead, and the kingdom, watch me, activated. What Christ don't get, heaven gonna get. What heaven don't get, the Godhead gonna get. What the Godhead don't get, the kingdom gonna get. They all work together, you know. This is the wildest thing. You know what I heard just now? Shooby-doo, shooby-doo. Shooby-doo, shooby-doo. What did that, shoob, what that mean? I ain't got no interpretation. Shooby-doo. You say crazy things when you're free, boy. Shooby-doo, shooby-doo. Now the devil said, I'm so confused. What are you saying? Shooby-doo. I'm just happy in the Lord. Shoo-be-doo. But I'm not through with you yet. Wait a minute. I'm not through with you yet. You got that sheet. Luke 9:23. Jesus makes the call. I must understand that he has qualified me to answer. Whatever I need or whatever I'm dealing with, I got to let Jesus make the call. But I know I'm qualified to answer. Luke 9:23, I'm going to run you through some scriptures here now. Luke 9:23, because your nature never going to work on the inside of you if you don't do this. Y'all here?
Yes,
who that want me to close right now? Who that mess with me? Huh? Who woke you up this morning? That's who I represent. Where you got to go in? Where you going? It's just what? 20 minutes after 11. I'm going to let you go. But don't be messing with me in the middle of my assignment. You could have been in one of them little quick fix churches this morning. One of them little McDonald's churches where they hang your sandwich out the window. You don't know whether you've been to church or had a Big Mac. You don't know no different. One of them quick truck stop. Got to stay upright in there too, because them guys ain't anything but. I need you to attend to Luke 9:23. Everybody in this church, you need to attend to this. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, here's the problem right here. Here's the problem. Here's why your nature can't work. Let him deny himself and take up his cross on Sunday and follow after me. No, it says Sunday in there. Y'all got your Bible wrong. It says on Sunday and Wednesday. Y'all can't read. Y'all reading wrong. They got Sunday. S-U-N-D-A-Y. Oh, he said daily. Daily. What daily mean? You know, daily mean every hour, too. Daily mean every moment. Taking up your cross. Let's see what it means to take up your cross. You want to see what it means? Turn to Galatians 2:20. Let's see what it means. 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 Now, if you don't understand this, you really need some help. If you don't understand this, it's like you fell off the fruit truck and didn't fall on your feet. I'm trying to make you mad to catch it. Because you got to get this thing, man. Listen. Stop letting self get in your way. Stop letting ego. Ego means edge God out, E-G-O. Stop edging God out through your ego. I heard somebody say it in here. I wish God helped me to hear this man. Somebody said that. Somebody trying to hear so bad, say, I want to hear what he's saying. When Lord, may you open their ears that they can hear. You know what hear mean in the Bible? Who know what hear mean in the Bible? Understand. See, you need to understand what I'm saying. See, you need to deny yourself. Next to the devil, who been your greatest problem? Me. Come on, don't lie. Come on, talk to me over here. Talk. Especially in moving in the spirit. Self get mad. Self get envy. Self say, I'm going to get you back. That's what he said, doesn't it? Self-righteousness. I don't need no pastor me. I contact God myself. I got 4 words of knowledge last night. She lying like a dog. Ain't nobody get that many words of knowledge in one night. Because you couldn't have it. Come to grip with this. This is a golden factor here. Galatians 2:20. Are you with me? What does it say? Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. That's a wrap there, partner. That's a wrap. If you understand that you crucified with Christ, you understand not a life. See, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Boy, it sounds like a riddle, doesn't it? But Christ, underline that, but Christ liveth in me. That's my victory right there. Now he goes on to tell you how Christ lived in you. You want to see how it worked? And the life which I now live in the flesh, to let Christ live in me, I live by his faith. Good God Almighty. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, here's what a problem. Here's where, how many big truck drivers I got in here? One, I got, what other man at? I got one big truck driver. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Here is where the rubber hit the road. They know my language there. They know. See, big truck drivers don't know. Y'all got them little tires on y'all car. Y'all don't know about no rubber hitting the road. These truck drivers know about, they've seen these big tires, you know. I drive an RV. I know my friend Jesse DePlantis, he said, I think 45 feet long with a car behind it. Jesse said, how in the world you drive that? I said, down the road, round the curve. He said, man, then he sat down and eat a little while. I said, man, I don't see how you drive that long thing. I said, I just drive it, man. My neighbor told me, he said, just drive it. You bigger than everything on the road, just drive it. I called Kevin to ask Kevin why them guys wouldn't answer me on my CB. And Kevin told me, you're talking too nice. You know, them guys, you got to have a language with them guys. I get on and say, hello, 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 hello. Some guys, shh. So I said, Kevin told me, you got to talk a little different. You got to talk their talk. You got to talk a little rough, you know. I finally got somebody to answer me after I talked to Kevin. They answered me. Didn't answer me after I talked to Kevin. They didn't answer me. I know it. You gotta say, you know, big dog caught in little dog. then you say, y'all, roof, roof. Damn. That's the only truck driver. Y'all know what I'm talking about, truck driver. They ain't gonna be talking to you tomorrow. Hello, how you doing? Them guys don't even answer you, man. Here's where the rubber hit the road. In my clothing. Here's where the rubber hit the road. Here's what we've been missing, God. Here's what we've been missing, God. We've been frustrating the opportunity, the favor, the goodness, the love, the mercy, and the grace of God, trying to do it ourselves. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and step off in my grace, and I'll see to it. In all your weakness, I'll make you strong. My grace is greater than your weakness. I know you got some weakness, but my grace will cover your weakness if you admit you're weak. Lord, I am weak. Thou art strong. Make up your mind, I'm going to dance in God's grace all day long. As long as I'm in God's grace, Satan cannot stop me. I am what I am because of the grace of God. By the grace of God, I do what I do by the grace of God. I live like I live by the grace of God. I tell you, it's grace that have brought me. Grace that will bring you. Now, I'm closed. Let me say this here. Every person in the sound of my voice, y'all listen, let me get up where you can see me. Every person in the sound of my voice, be sealed with special grace today. At your house, in your big truck, wherever you are. I seal your marriage with grace. I seal your children with grace. Huh? Y'all gonna take it or what? Yes, sir. Y'all wanna take it or let me take it all back to the house? May you be sealed with a grace that you have never experienced before. May every ounce of grace that God has placed on me these 38 years for you, I release it to you your house, your life right now in the name that is above every name, Jesus. I want you to tell at least three people, I tell you, God grace is blessing me right now. Tell them. Where's Montreal? Where he be? I tell you, God grace is blessing me right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I'm blessed by God. Well, I say, when? Right now. When? Somebody dance without music. Dance like you got grace on you. Dance by God's grace. Dance by God's grace. I don't need no music. I'm dancing by grace. I'm dancing by grace. I'm dancing because I got the victory by grace. Right now. Come on, boy. Right now. I'm healed. Right now.
I got my money.
You ever thought you'd be able to say that in church? I got my money. Say it again. I got my money. Money just keep on coming. Right now. Go ahead, son. This is, some of y'all don't know, this is my blood son. All three of those was my son. That's my oldest son. He's next. Montreal is next. Leroy Jr. is the oldest son. And then Darnell is the youngest son. I have a daughter right here. Shauna, I have four kids. My kids love me and mama. Man. God been so good to me. I hear my little grandchildren running through the house. Papa, it's so good. They, you know, all my children. I was telling my wife who was sitting on the porch rocking, and you know, I told her, I said, some people, children all over the world, you know, and they love their children, but the children all over the world. My children right down the street. Then I got a good son-in-law there. That boy improved himself. And a good little daughter-in-law there. Just, we leave here, we go all sit down at the table and talk. Matter of fact, I'm going prior to bringing a deeper study to the covenant, to the 12, and now why, we first, Leroy and I, are going to teach the family the covenant. We're going to start this afternoon. I got a theater in my house with 15 seats. And they're going to sit in there, and I might let Junior teach it this afternoon. They're going to teach family covenant to us. Because we leaders, you see. We got to have it. And then those 12 men and their wives, we're going to teach covenant to them. And then I'm going to the life bearer and all leaders. They got to know about covenant. It's powerful, man. Everything fresh. Don't you love it? Aren't you blessed? Bless. Isn't it good? Listen to me. To be in a church without a lot of mess. Y'all think that, y'all just think this normal. This is not normal. How many of y'all came from a messy church? I came from one. The pastor was good, but the people were so crazy. But they want to handle him all the time. And if you have any type of baptism in you, you've seen a mess. I'm not putting nobody down, but I'm just trying to get y'all to See, sometimes a man got a good wife looking out the window at somebody else, and the woman in the car prettier than the food he's looking at. What I'm trying to say? What am I saying? I'm saying to you, don't take these time that the Lord have given us for granted. You walk up here and you have peace. You know nobody gonna get out of order here. There ain't gonna be no craziness here, because if anybody gonna be crazy, it's gonna be me, and I ain't planning on going crazy. A flock has to be protected. There's some demon would come in here. I got to deal with them. You won't have enough anointing to deal with them, but I'll deal with them. That's why they don't come. That's why men got to be the head of their house. I got to close here. That's why men got to be the high priest of their home. That woman, I don't care how strong she is, she can't take your place. Stand up, God dog it. Say something. Say shoot. Say something. Because you the head of your house, and she really wants you to stand up. She just waiting for you to say something. Woman don't like no weak man. So if you think your weakness making you cute, you sure is being cute. You're being just like her. Now, how you going to give an invitation on this? I want to see how anointed you are this morning.
Amen. Amen. Whatever head bowed, every eye closed.